Good afternoon, everybody, and happy Tuesday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this newscast is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb with low-income plans, priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. At 9 a.m. today, Millington Village President Andrew Selich is scheduled to appear in the Tuscola County Circuit Courtroom for sentencing. Selich was arrested in January in the village for driving while drunk, driving without a license, without a registration or proof of insurance during the traffic stop. It is his third drunk driving conviction. Since his arrest, there have been calls by some on the village council and some residents for Selich to resign, but he has not done so. The council cannot take any action against him themselves. The only way Selich's position as village president can end is for him to resign or by recall of the people in the village voting to do just that. The Tuscola County Election Commission convened this morning regarding the proposed petitions to recall some City of Carroll council members. The commission determined the proposed recall petitions for trustees Jill White, Heidi Parker, and Doreen Heady were not sufficiently clear and or factual. That decision stopped the proposed recall process, explained the Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting. Fetting, probate judge Nancy Thane, and treasurer Ashley Bennett are the county's election commission. The commission is charged with determining if the language presented on a petition is clear and of a factual basis. Fetting noted, there was also a proposed recall filed against council trustee Charlotte Kish, but because she is currently serving her last year of a four-year term, she is not subject to recall. The petitions were filed by city resident Shane Pelega. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is reminding residents to stay alert for scams this holiday season as part of her office's ongoing consumer protection campaign. This week's alerts focus on payment app fraud, online shopping pitfalls, and the, quote, grandparent scam, Facebook marketplace safety, and deceptive drop shipping websites. Nessel urged shoppers to verify sellers, use trusted apps, and avoid impulse purchases driven by emotional appeals. By slowing down and being cautious, Michiganders can better protect themselves and their wallets this holiday season, she said. The Department of Attorney General is sharing weekly scam warnings through its new social media account, Michigan Consumer Protection, at MI Consumer Watch, on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn. We'll be right back.
All of us at M3 Wireless would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy holiday season. M3 Wireless has been happy to have served you this past year with high-speed broadband internet service to the residents and businesses throughout the Thumb area. M3 Wireless has grown steadily this past year with now over 160 towers, reaching even the most remote parts of the Thumb area in Saginaw Bay. If you would like reliable and reasonable wireless broadband internet service, give us a call at 989-269-2306. That's 989-269-2306. Happy holidays from all of us at M3 Wireless. We are looking forward to serving you in the new year ahead.
And we're back. The United States gained a decent 64,000 jobs in November, but lost 105,000 in October as federal workers departed after cutbacks by the Trump administration, the government said in delayed reports. The unemployment rose to 4.6%. That's the highest since 2021. Both the October and November job creation numbers released today by the Labor Department came in late because of the 43-day federal government shutdown. Hiring has clearly lost momentum, hobbled by uncertainty over President Donald Trump's tariffs and the lingering effects of the high interest rates the Federal Reserve engineered in 22 and 23 to rein in an outburst of inflation. With the Brown University shooter still on the loose, police fanned out to Providence schools to reassure parents, kids, and teachers as investigators push for new evidence that might help them crack the case. Police have released five videos of the man suspected in Saturday's attack in an engineering room classroom, where two students were killed and nine others were wounded. None of the videos showed the man's face, which was either turned away or masked. But three videos released Monday provide the clearest images yet of the suspect, whom the FBI described as stocky and about 5 feet 8. President Donald Trump's top cabinet officials overseeing national security are expected back on Capitol Hill today as questions mount over the swift escalation of U.S. military force and deadly boat strikes in international waters near Venezuela. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and others are set to brief House and Senate members investigating a military strike in September that killed two survivors of an initial attack on a boat allegedly carrying cocaine. Legal experts say it could have been a war crime or murder. On the eve of the hearings, the U.S. military announced three more boat attacks, killing eight more people. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And I do have one obituary to mention here today. Leroy Howard Schweitzer, 83 of Sebring, passed away peacefully at Bayview Gardens in Sebring on Saturday, December 13th. Leroy was born on January 19th, 1942 in Bad Axe. He married the love of his life, Arlene Ruth Nimps, on February 5, 1966. Leroy was a Navy veteran and proudly served from 1960 to 1964. He is survived by his children, Lee Ann Schweitzer Treater of Bay City, Eric Schweitzer of Bad Axe, Angela Persons of Bay City. He's got grandchildren. Visitation will be Thursday, December 18th, at the Jungle and Mellendorf Funeral Home from 4 to 8 p.m. The funeral service will be Friday, December 19th at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. until time of service at 11. Cremation has taken place and will be laid to rest at Great Lakes National Cemetery in Holly, Michigan. Memorial donations may be given to Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sebring. A special thank you to the staff of Bayview Gardens and the Heartland Hospice. His nurse practitioner from the VA Hospital in Saginaw, Emily Spiker, and his home care nurse, Rocky. Share a memory at jmfuneralhome.com.